Chapter 78. Walking wasn't helping. Sometimes there are no good solutions, no rabbits to pull out of the magician's hat. Sometimes there are no hats. And Jesse Stone was no magician. Kayla was going to die, and from what Monty had told him, it wasn't going to be quick or easy. Kayla. He remembered the first time he'd seen her. Even the memory made his heart beat a little faster. It was his first game in Albuquerque. He was in the on-deck circle, taking lazy swings with a weighted bat, his belly full of butterflies. Vic Prado was in the batter's box. Jesse should have been focused on timing the pitcher, following the sequence of pitches, checking the size of the ump's strike zone, eyeing where the other team's players were positioned. Instead, all Jesse could see was the stunning black-haired girl in the second row behind the dugout. And just before Jesse strode to the plate, she smiled at him and gave him a slight wave of her hand. Jesse doubled up the alley and left, driving Vic home from first base. As Jesse stood on second base, he looked for the black-haired girl. She was staring right at him. When he got back to the dugout between innings, he passed her a note. After dinner, after their first kiss, after waking up together, Jesse envisioned a future awash in Dodger blue and black-haired sons. The future, as Jesse discovered on the rock-hard infield in Pueblo, pays little heed to human visions. He supposed he didn't much care about what happened to Vic. Whether Julio Blanco was full of shit or not, Vic had taken more from Jesse than his baseball career and his black-haired sons. And it hadn't stopped with Kayla. Dee was just the latest thing Vic had robbed from him. How many times had he come in contact with people who coveted only what those closest to them had? He tried counting up how many murderers he had arrested who had killed out of jealousy or because they could not possess the thing or the person they desired. Jesse quickly ran out of fingers and toes. He found himself heading toward the ocean. For a guy born in Tucson, Jesse's life had largely played out within several miles of the Atlantic and Pacific. He found himself drawn to the ocean at the oddest times. He didn't fool himself that he would find answers in the vast blackness or in the sound of the waves. Nor was he seeking solace. But as he turned toward the water, Jesse became aware of glowing headlamps in the mist. He could see their reflection in the darkened store windows ahead of him as he walked. He purposely turned at the next corner and at the next corner again. The lights seemed to follow him as he went. As he turned the next corner, he dipped into the shadows of a doorway and pulled his freshly cleaned .38 from his hip. He waited for the car to catch up to him, to turn the corner, to pass him. When it did, Jesse had the advantage. The car slammed on its brakes, its red taillights glowing pink in the light rain. Jesse had led the car down a dead end, and the driver had no choice but to risk reversing down the narrow cobblestone street or to K-turn. As the car pulled to the right to prepare to swing around, Jesse moved nearer, his back close to the storefronts. When the driver nosed the car left and stopped to put it in reverse, Jesse came out of the shadows, gun held down at his side. "Stop right there," he said, raising his revolver so the driver could see it clearly. "Roll your window completely down and put your hands on the steering wheel. Do it slowly, and do it now." The driver did as ordered. But when Jesse got close enough to get a good look at the driver, he holstered his .38. "D?" "I got as far as New York," she said. "Move over. I'm driving."